Half of Britons think Labour has a serious anti-Semitism problem. By Victoria Friedman on April 19, 2019. More than half, 51%, of Britons believe that the Labour Party has a serious anti-Semitism problem. Up from more than one-third, 34%, in July 2018. The survey by Comrades for Jewish News also found that 48% disagree with the statement that the party's far-left leader, Jeremy Corbyn, has absolute determination to eradicate the hatred of Jews from Labour, while over half, 55%, believe that his failure to tackle anti-Semitism makes him unfit to be Prime Minister. Over half, 54%, believe Corbyn's failure to deal with the anti-Jewish racism undermines his claims of being anti-racist, while 56% believe the party leader is unable or unwilling to stamp out anti-Semitism. Last year, the Simon Wiesenthal Center ranked Mr. Corbyn in fourth place on the list of the 10 worst anti-Semitic incidents worldwide in 2018, with the list determining that the leftist stands directly responsible for injecting the world's oldest hatred into the mainstream of society. While a majority, 76%, of those who voted Conservative in the 2017 general election believe the Labour Party has a serious anti-Semitism problem, concerns about the party's and its leaders' handling of racism is also evident amongst its own voters, with nearly one-third, 29%, feeling the same. The same proportion, 29%, of Labour voters also agree that Mr. Corbyn's failure to deal with the racism makes him unfit to lead the next government. And 37% of the party's voters do not believe Labour is doing enough to tackle anti-Semitism within its own ranks. The statistics come as the party is embroiled in another anti-Semitism scandal. After Shadow Justice Secretary Richard Bergen was caught on tape calling Zionists the enemy of the Palestinian people and Zionism is the enemy of peace and the enemy of the Palestinian people. 2 weeks ago, the Jewish Labour Movement passed a motion of no confidence in Mr. Corbyn over his handling of anti-Semitism. In February, a ninth Labour MP quit the party over the culture of anti-Semitism. In his resignation letter published in local media, Ian Austin wrote, "The hard truth is that the party is tougher on the people complaining about anti-Semitism than it is on the anti-Semites." Mr. Corbyn conceded, in a private conversation leaked to The Times this week, that the party may have mislaid, ignored or not used evidence of anti-Semitism.